Okay, everybody, so today's blad is Daf Chav Gimel, and we're holding the top line in the middle of the line, Ula Kuvei Loi. But of course, this is in the middle of Sugya, so we cannot just start from La Kuvei Loi. We have to remember, what did we learn yesterday? So if we take a quick look at Chav Beis, Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, you remember at the beginning of our Mishnah, in the beginning of our Perek, the Mishnah enumerated a whole bunch of Kehanim, that if they do the Avodah, the whole avoid is pasul. The carbon is pasul. You got to go and take it outside the chusla machne and burn it. One of those that was enumerated in our Mishnah is a kohen who is tamei. A kohen who's tamei does the avoida, gets involved with his carbon. Boom, the carbon is no good. The zikne doran, who are considered to be grace chachamim, said a tremendous chiddush. What was a tremendous chiddush? Let's take a look in the Gemara. In the middle of the Omid, Tamei Pasul, Omru Ziknei Dorim, Loishanu Elitmei Sheretz, Avitmei Mes, Metoich Shemaratze Betzibor, Maratze Namei Biyachar. Vos Zogne Ziknei Dorim. When it says in our Mishnah that Tamei is Pasul. Now, without the Ziknei Dorim, what would we think on our own? You have two Kehanim. One Kohen is Tamei Sheretz. He touched, I did sheretz, and unfortunately he's tamei. He's got to go to the mikveh, head of shemesh. Another kohen just was at a levaya, and now he touched a nes, rachmun l'tzlan. What is he going to have? Hazor shlish yushvi, and after that a tevila. But otherwise he's a heavy duty tumah. Good. Which one is more likely to be the one that our Mishnah says? That if this kohen tamei, does the avoida, he's going to passel the carbon. The Tamei Mas. And the Tamei Sheretz. Okay, after all, it's a Kleinigkeit. Zog the Zikni Torah, Pum Fakert. Only the Tamei Sheretz passels the carbon. The Tamei Mas doesn't passel the carbon. Why not? Because we find elsewhere that a Tamei Mas has a heter. Where do we find a Tamei Mas has a heter? By the case of carbon Pesach. What is it by carbon Pesach? If you have an individual who became a Tamei Mas, ish ki yetomei lo nefesh or v'terech achoy kelechem, when does he bring his carbon Pesach? Pesach shiny. What happens if the tzibur happened to be all tameim lenefesh? What happens then? It's tumah hutcha betzibur, tumah hutcha betzibur. We only find that in the Torah by tamei mas. It doesn't say by tamei sheretz. And therefore, the Gemara concluded yesterday by the tamei sheretz, since there is no ish ki yatomei lesheretz, oy lenevela, there is no such parsha. So therefore, a tamei sheretz, in fact, could bring his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. The Tamei Mes can't. He's got to wait for Pesach Sheni. Tamei Sheretz can bring his carbon. How can he bring his carbon? He won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach. Yes, he can. What is he going to do? He's going to send the carbon through a shliach, Mishalchen Karbisem. That means he doesn't even have to send it. If he's one of the Menuyim, somebody else is in charge anyway. He's Tamei. Fine. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when the masses of Klal Yisrael are going to the mikveh, it's Erev Pesach. He'll also go to the mikveh. When will he get his full tahara? Only at night, Erev Shemesh. Fine. When do you eat the Karm Pesach? Anyway, at night. We all have the Seder at night. We don't have the Seder in Erev Pesach afternoon. So he'll join the ranks of Klal Yisrael and eat at night. So even though he's technically tummy now in Erev Pesach, but he'll be tahar tonight. And therefore, we don't find anywhere in the Torah about a Tamei Sheretz being Nidcha the Pesach Sheni. And therefore, the masses of Tamei Sheretz should go and bring the Pasek Tum Hutra Betziva. There is no Makar for that. That's why the Zikni Dorim say, Loishonu Ela Tamei Sheretz, which Koyin passes if he's Tamei, if he is a Tamei Sheretz. Or for that matter, Tamei Nevela. Avol Tamei Mes, Mitosha Murat Betziva. Since I find the parsha of Tum Hutra Betziva, so Tum Hutra Betziva on Erev Pesach, ooh, just like the Torah is Megale, when there's Tumas Mes, that the Tzibur, there's an exemption, if you will, then the same Torah is Megale, the Gavi, the Koyin Tomei Mes. If he was Merat, if he did the Avoida, he shouldn't do the Avoida. But if he did the Avoida, b'diavad, it's kosher.
He did it for the Tzibur.
Sorry?
Because he did it for the tzibur.
Now, if he did it for the tzibur, then there's nothing to talk about. In other words, when our Mishnah says Tamei Pasul, when the Mishnah says Tamei Pasul, we're talking about a carbon yachid. If you're talking about a carbon tzibur, then tumah chutzah betzibur. We're talking about if you have a carbon yachid, a regular individual brings his carbon oil, shlomim, whatever, and then you have a kohen who's tumah who does the avodah.
Not
to whatever Pesach. We're talking about a regular throughout the year.
Yes.
So the Mishnah says it's possible. Say zikni dorim. It's only possible if he happens to be a tumay sheret. If this same kohen is a tumay mas, then b'diavad. It's kosher. Why the Yevid is kosher? Because since I find elsewhere a Tomei, a Koyin who's Tomei Mes, or if Klal Yisrael Tomei Mesim, what's it then that L'chadchila you can go and do it Tumahutra B'tzibor? So therefore, here's not a L'chadchila, it's a B'diavad. But B'diavad, if a Koyin who was Tomei Mes did the Avoidah, the carbon is kosher bidyat.
The
boys, I'm glad that everybody really wants to get deeply involved in this, but this is really yesterday's blot, and this is just hakdama to today's blot. And with, I'm sorry that this has been an inefficient and an inferior hakdama, but we can't really wax that much about yesterday's blot. We're never going to get today's blot. So yeshakoyah. It's Sunday. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is we have zikni dorim being mechadish that if you have a koyin who's a tamei sheret. Thank you very much. A tamei sheret, then the avoid is possible. If you have a koyin to make mess, which you have heavy duty tumah, he needs azor shlishi shvi. The diavad, the korban is kosher. Rashi leitzu, it's going to be kosher al yedei hatzitz. Even though tzitz is only meratza on the korban, not on the koyin, we're going to talk about that later in today's blot on Chav Gimel on the days and Yet Hashem when we get there. But at this point, that's the chiddush of the Ziknei Dorim. As you can well imagine, the Chachamim in the Gemara did not take this very lightly, and instead the Gemara asked a series of kashas. Let's skip now to Omar Ula. Omar Ula is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Taka lehu Reish Lakish Lidrei Moi. There's another gears on the side, not Reish Lakish, but Reish Galusa. Probably the Machlokes is totally in whether Ziknei Dorim were Tanoim or whether they were Amiroim. Because obviously Reish Lakish was an Amoyim. Regardless, Taka lehu means he was screaming in their ears as if he was blowing a shofar and saying, how could you even think to say something like that? Ziknei Dorim. V'chi eizer koyach meruba, koyach mechaprin, or koyach miskaprin. Who has a stronger koyach when he is tamei? Is it the mechaprin, meaning the koyhanim? Or is it the miskaprin, meaning those that are the balim of the korban for whom the korban is being brought? Heavy oimer, koyach miskaprin. Aval the koyach miskaprin is stronger. How do I know it's stronger? Explain Zigmar. Uma b'mokim shenitmu balim b'sheret mishalchim korban yisayim. If you have the balim, the owner, for instance, of the korban Pesach, he's a tamei sheret. The Gemara yesterday concluded that the Ziknei Dorim agree that although he is now Tomei on Erev Pesach, Tomei, however, since tonight he will be Tohar, he can go and send his carbon along with a Shliach and bring that carbon. Aha. Because that's what our Mishnah says, and that's what the Ziknei Dorim says, and that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Tomei Pasul, Atmei Sheret is Pasul. So I see that there is more leeway in the Tumah of Tumei Sheretz, the Balim, the Miskaprin, than the Mechaprin. The Miskaprin, although they're Tumei Sheretz, they can bring their carbon, but the Mechaprin, they're Tumei Sheretz, they cannot bring the carbon on behalf of the Balim. Aha. Okay. It's Koyin Shinib Sheretz, any Brat. Mokim Shinitmu Balim, the Mess. In a case where you have Balim or Tumei Mess, where Ein Mishalchim Karbon is saying, they cannot send their carbon on Erev Pesach. They have to wait for Pesach Sheini. Koyin Shinitmu Bemess. The koyin who becomes tamei b'mes ain't a din she meratza she ain't a meratza. It's a chavad that he should not be able to meratza. Again, since we said the gabei karbonos, the balim are stronger, they have more flexibility, they more have leeway than the koyin. In that, the tamei sheretz can bring the carbon, even though the koyin tamei sheretz cannot be mechaper. So therefore, in the case of tamei mes, where the balim cannot bring the carbon, it's the chavad that the koyin should not be able to be mechaper on behalf of the balim. A very, very simple kavuchayim. Says he marks how he's zikni dorim. Tamei mes nami mishalach korban noisov. A tamei mes can go and send his korban, even though he happens to be on the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day of his 7 day of purification. He's still a real bona fide confirmed Tmei Mes. Erev Pesach, he can go and send his korban along with everybody else to be brought on Erev Pesach.
How can he eat it if he wasn't?
That's the Gemara's kasha. Frank Gemara Boksiv, how do you tell me that a person who is a yachid is bringing his korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and he's to make mess? State of Fayish Posik, ish, ki yotomi la nefesh, oi vederech rechoik lecham, viosa Pesach, bachoyrish hasheini. You have to bring a Pesach sheini. What's going on? Does Igni Dorum argue with a Posik? So, what does it know the mitzvah? This is lechatchila. Avad lechatchila, no question about it, a person to make mess. He goes to the Reuven Erev Pesach, he says, you're Tmei Mes. Sorry, fella, you gotta bring your carpet on Pesach Shani. What happens if he doesn't ask the Reuven? And he's one of the Menuyim, and he figures, I'll bring the carpet. I won't be able to eat. No, I won't be able to eat. The Oynis Rachmana Patre. Zok the Gemara, according to Zikne Dorim, he did a good job. He will not have to bring a new carpet on Pesach Shani, because B'diavad, it's Meratze on Erev Pesach, when he brings his Korban Pesach. It's only the mitzvah.
You cannot eat it.
Freitag, Robert, Mr. Friedlander, walk, Sivishtein Pasik, Ishlefi Okloi, that Zuktach Rashi, Haroi Lachila, Techoisu Olav, the Haina Shechita, said in the Pasik, Ishlefi Okloi, Techoisu Alaseh. So you can only go and check upon a person, for a person who can eat. He cannot eat. And furthermore, also the mitzvah, Avada Lechetchila, of course, you're supposed to be Seder night at the Seder and ask the fear kashas, and drink the fear koises and take the three matzahs, avad 100%. But if you didn't, it's not ma'akiv. It's only the mitzvah. I say, how does it need to be done? Are you telling me that the achilas karm pesach is not ma'akiv? You can be yoitz in the din karm pesach, and you don't have to worry about pesach sheini, and you're not worried about being oivakoris for not bringing karm pesach. Did the evidence kusha? I vote on him going to the braisa. The mechsas nefashois. Stay to the pasuk. Now, what means a michsas nefashis? The word michsas explains Rashi means loshen minyan, kimoy michsas or erkecha. Michsas therefore means the total, and therefore, what the pasuk is telling you, how many people can you go and have as minuyim? You and your shochem should get together. You have the imyim atabayis. You have a small household. You don't have 15 children and 100 eneklach. You only have a small family of two or three kids, and not all of them are married yet. You don't need a big carbon pesach. So you go together with your neighbor. And you go and write up memichsas nefashis, the total amount of the nefashis that are going to eat from this carbon pesach. What do I see for this? This is the makor that you have to have a registry of 10, 20 people that eat for this carbon pesach. Memichsas nefashis, the total number of nefashis that are going to eat from this carbon pesach. Okay. That's the halacha. What happens shachti shalayim menuyim? What happens if a person shachted and it wasn't for the people that were menuyim? In other words, either they didn't make a list of menuyim, or somebody wants the chaptzach on the list after the korban pesach has already been geshachten. Yochel yehei ka'ivra la mitzvah. I would think, okay, he didn't do a mitzvah min a mufcha, but it's still okay. Tamaloyma shteitin basik ishlofi ochle tochoisu alaseh. And the Gemara is learning tochoisu is the same makar, the same shodish as the mixa. And therefore, why is the Torah repeating it twice? Because of Akev, to tell you better be from the Menuyim. If you're not on the list, you don't have a kosher carbon Pesach. Make sure you register in advance. Don't play games. Well, I'll see at the last minute. We'll see if my friend, my neighbor, make sure you're on the list, because if it's already 5 o'clock at a Pesach and all the carbon Pesachs have been brought and they close the door and you're not a Menuyim, you have failed in becoming a member of the Menuyim.
That's what it's called, Dichvin.
Yeah.
You have to prepare already. It's called Dichvin.
Very good. Excellent. Shkoy.
This is the first mission about Pesach and Chatas, that it has to be L'Shem Balim, the Shema. L'Shem Balim. If it's not L'Shem Balim, this is the Psul, isn't it?
I mean, it's related, but the point over here is you have to be a Balim. Right. You can't go and simply sit on your hands and wait until the Shul and somebody's going to call you over, come on, join me for the Seder. You have to be registered on the card.
No. it's a book.
So far, all we're talking about is the requirement to be registered on a register on Erev Pesach.
That's the only thing. You have to be part of the Shechita as well.
At the time of the Shechita, your name has to appear on the list. Your name, Yaakov ben Reuven, Reuven ben Yaakov. Make sure your name is on the list, because if you're not on the list, then chaptzach with the next Korban Pesach. But do it before the Korban Pesach is geshachted. After it's already geshachted, could be there's some leeway between Shechita and Zrika, but we're not talking about that now. We're just talking in general. The rule is make sure you're one of the Menuyim. And that's Ma'akiv. It's not just Oiv on the Mitzvah, it's Ma'akiv. But so far, we're only talking about the Menuyim. Now we got to our case. The Iskish Oichlin le Menuyim. Where is the Hekish of Oichlin Menuyim? Since it says in the Pasuk, Ishlefi Ochloi. Tochoisu alaseh. Tochoisu, already said, is related to the menuyim. That's the shana olav akasav liakim michsas. And tochoisu, that you have to have your list of registry of the registered people. And then it's an ishul fi ochlai. What does that come to tell you? That oichlem is just like menuyim. That just like menuyim is ma'akiv, oichlem is ma'akiv. That what? That if a person did not eat from the Korban Pesach, he was not yoitza. So this is not like the Gemara said on the top. It's la mitzvah, it's la kuvi. And therefore, how could the Zikmi Dorim say? The B'diavad, if a Tmei Mes sent his Korban on Erev Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, even though he should have waited until Pesach Sheni. But he didn't wait, and he brought it on Erev Pesach through Hakoyin. Now he cannot eat at night because he's a Tmei Mes. Is he Yoitza? So the Gemara said, according to Zikmi Dorim, no, he's Yoitza, but the evidence kusha. How can he be Yoitza? He can't eat. Isn't it Ma'akev, Iskish Oichle Menuyim?
I said that in Zikmi Dorim, no question whether he can shecht for them, even though later in the evening, or say, they'll be able to eat at night. Wasn't that their...
You're talking about Tmei Sheret or Tmei Mes B'yoyim Shvi Yishoy.
Right, right.
We're talking about a Tmei Mes on Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi, the first 6 days. So clearly this Leil Pesach night, he can sit there together with everybody else, and he can sing Dai, Dai, Yeno, and he can sing all the other Nugunim, he can drink the Arba Koises, he can eat Shulish Matzis, but he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. He can't eat the Korban Pesach. What do I do now? Was a Yoitza not Yoitza? We would all hold, you gotta wait until Pesach Sheni.
Right.
So the Zikni Dorim, no. If you send your Korban on Erev Pesach to be geshachten, even though you can't eat it, you're still Yoitza b'di'evet, the tzitz is maratza on this tumah, even though it's this private individual, he should have waited. That's all lechatchila. B'di'evet, it's kusha. Frank, what do we mean b'di'evet? We just learned now from this hekish, shana lo v'kos v'li'akim, that if you don't eat from the Korban Pesach, no good. You got to start from scratch and bring your Pesach Sheni. Here we just said it's only the mitzvah. And for the Gemara, it's only makshi. They don't hold the hekish. They disagree with this brisa. This brisa made a hekish between Techoisu and Oichlin, Ishlofi Ochloi, Techoisu Alaseh. They don't hold of this hekish, and therefore they hold b'di'evet, your yoitza Korban Pesach, even without eating the Korban Pesach. Right, Gemara. V'chile makshi nami. Even if you're going to go and say, okay, this braisa is nishgeferlach, they disagree with the premise of the hekish. Fine. But let's go back to the original pircha, that kasha that the Gemara asked on the bottom of the Amud Beis, and we're going to add one knesh to it. What was the kasha on the bottom of the Amud Beis? Where the Gemara asked, V'chi eiza koyach meruba, koyach mechaprin, or koyach miskaprin? And we said that since it's Mei Sheret is stronger than a Kohen Tmei Sheretz, because a Tmei Sheretz, he'll be able to send his Korban on Erev Pesach and eat at night, because by night he's going to be kosher, he'll be already be tahar. However, the Kohen who's a Tmei Sheretz, he can't do the Avodah, it's possible, like we learned in the Mishnah. So we see that the Miskapen are stronger than the Mechapen. Yet, when it comes to the din of Korban Pesach, if you have Miskapen and a Tmei Mes, we say, they got to wait until Pesach Sheni. You can't bring a Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach if you are Tmei Mes in the middle of the 7 days. So, Oibazoi Zichelen, the Koyin should not be able to be Meratza on your Korban, because the Miskapen are stronger than the Nechapen. So, what did Gemara say? We hold Zikni Dorim B'Dievet, you can go and bring your Korban Pesach even though you're Tmei Mes and you won't eat from it. So now the Gemara is going to say, that's Taka B'Dievet. What about Lechat Chila? Now, again, we start the exact same Pircha, we just add the word Lechat Chila. Miho nami islu pircho. About 8 lines from the top. Uma b'mokim shenit mubalim b'sheret. Shemishalchim karbonei sein l'chad chila. You have balim that were to make sheret. Erev Pesach, they're allowed to sell their, send their carbon in l'chad chila. Why can they send it in l'chad chila? Because even though now they are tmeim, but by tonight, miyachem, they're going to go and toivu l'kovid yomtiv, and because they happen to be tmei sheret, they'll be erev shemesh, they'll be able to eat the carbon. L'chad chila, no problem. But koyin shenit b'sheret, ainu meratze. That's the lashon. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. That's what the Zikni Dorim explain our Mishnah. Tomei posel. The koyin is a tomei sheret. Posel. If he brought the carbon, carbon is posel, posel, posel. So we see the koyin is much worse off than the balim. Mokem shenit mu balim b'mes. Shein mishalchem kaber sein lechatchila. When you're talking about balim on erev Pesach that happened to be tomei mes. They cannot send their kabbonis in. Yeah, b'diavad, fine. Zikni Dorim said b'diavad. But l'chadchila, even they agree, you have to wait until Pesach Sheini. So koyin shenit m'meis ain't a din shenit m'ratza. Is a koyin that becomes tummy b'mes to chavad and amali, he should not be able to go and do the avoidah. So it's the exact same kal v'chayim that we asked in the Amid Beis, but there we could answer in the Amid Beis, nishkefelech, because the Zikni Dorim hold that b'diavad, you can go and bring your carbon Pesach, even though you're tmei mes, are you not eating it? Nishke ferlech, we don't hold of the hekish. But if you add to this kal v'chomer, to the pircha, the word l'chadchila, then you have no answer, because we're saying, who's the greater koyach, where's there more flexibility by the balim? That the balim, if you brought a carbon when they're tmei sheret, l'chadchila, you can go and bring it. But the koyin tmei sheret, he is possible. So mokum where the balim cannot bring their carbon lichatchila, meaning that the tmei mes, then a bana the koyin shenit mes should not be able to go and be merat and do the carbon. And the Gemara considers this to be a strong kasha, and the Gemara does not give a teretz to this kasha. And in fact, you notice there's a small little gimel here before the word meisvei, and the shinin nuschoyis brings over here ksav yad minchen is noise of the word kasha. And it was kash stakishver on the Zikni Dorim, and the Gemara does not end for that kash. But instead the Gemara asks yet another kash. Meisvei. I have a new braisa. Reb David, have a wonderful day. Shteitech in the braisa menesha omru nozer v'yoyse pesach hatzitz meratze al tumas dam v'yoyse meratze al tumas aguf. As a general rule, what is it? Tzitz is worn, of course, by the Kohen Gadol. And the Pasuk says about the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, V'hoi al meitzach Aaron, for those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalom, you'll see on the second number two, V'hoi al meitzach Aaron, V'nosa Aaron, Esavoyna Kodeshim, Ashi Akdishim, V'nai Yisrael, V'chol Matnois Kodeshayim, that when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, what happens? He's noisei the Ovoin HaKodeshim. Noise Ovoin HaKodeshim means that if there is a problem with these Kodeshim, the Tzitz miraculously is Meratzah and makes it kosher nevertheless. Now which Ovoin are we talking about? The Gemara will address that on the bottom of the Amud Aleph and top of the Amud Beis. We're speaking about Tumah in particular. We're not talking about any other type of Ovoin such as it became Pigul, Tzanoiser, Tzayoitze. We're talking about specifically Tumah, that the mate, the Tzitz is Meratzah on Tumah. But also saying that it's Marat on the Avoyna Kodeshim. And the Gemara is going to say on the Amid Beis, that means on the Kodeshim themselves and not on the Makdishim, not the Balim and not the Koyim. So that's the standard rule. But now we're going to go into the details in this Paisa. Menesha Omru Nozi V'Oise Pesach. Hatzitz Marat Al Tumas Dam. The Tzitz can be meratza on the carbon. If the carbon became tomei, the dam became tomei, the basar became tomei, the tzitz can be meratza on the carbon. The carbon will remain kosher nevertheless. However, then the tzitz meratza tumas aguf. However, if the guf, meaning the person, is tomei, then the tzitz is not going to help. That's what it says in the braisa. Now we have to understand what the braisa means. When it says that the tzitz is not meratza al tumas haguf, whose guf are we talking about, and what type of tumah are we talking about? So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina we're talking about the balim that are bringing this carbon, and we're saying that the tzitz is not meratza on the balim that became tamei. How did they become tamei? Elim b'tumah sheret. Are you talking about that they were tamei and tumah sheret? Or amris shoychtin v'zorkin al tumah sheret? We just got finished saying on the Amud Beis that if a person is a Tumei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, he can bring his carbon. He happens to be Tumei. So what? he's going to eat the carbon tonight. He's not going to eat the carbon during the day. And during the day, he'll go to the mikveh, he'll have Erev Shemesh. No problem. So then, you don't even need the tzitzah mimaratza. Or, if the tzitzah is maratza, fine, don't say, ain't a tzitzah maratza. Either is maratza, or you don't even need the ritzoy, because he can bring his carbon out of Pesach. So that's not what the Bryce is trying to exclude, the ain't a tzitzah maratza, tumas aguf. Ella muzos, I was talking about tumas mes. That there's tumas mes involved, he's a tmei mes, and even though the tzitz is there on the Kohen Gadol's meitach, and everybody sees it, and people took YouTubes and they took pictures of it, we know that the tzitz is working and it's operable. Nevertheless, it's not going to help for someone that is a tumas mes. Uktoni ain't a tzitz meratze. Alma nitmu balam the mes ay mishalchim carbon the same, and not talking only lichat chila. We're talking about even b'diavad, because the tzitz is only meratza b'diavad. If you lichat chila go and bring a carbon tomei into the base of Mikdash, avad if it's still alive, it's not going to be tomei. But what happens right after the shchita becomes tomei, and you continue doing the avodah with a full knowledge that it's tomei, it's not going to help. The tzitz is only meratza b'diavad. Oi. I didn't realize that the carbon is tummy. Tzitzim ratzim. So over here too, you're not going to allow the Baalim, if even b'diyevich teitach doon the braise, ain't tzitzim ratzim tumas agov. L'choy, we're talking about tumas Baalim. And therefore, I see akasha on the zikmi dorim that held the b'diyevich through the mechanism of the tzitz, you could go and bring the carbon tumas mes bituma, even though you won't be able to eat at night. If the only problem is that the balim became tamei and mes, you know what? The dievet, if they brought their carbon, the tzitz is maratza, kosher, even though they can't eat at night, the eating is not ma'akev, it's only the mitzvah. Aha. So, Ibazoi, what is this price referring to that ain't a tzitz maratza? We're not talking about that the Baalim were tamei mes. We're talking about that the koyin was a tamei sheretz, which of course is the case of our Mishnah. And therefore, I would have thought that just like the kahanim can go and bring karbonos on behalf of tamei sheretz, the chadchel. They can go and bring karbonis on behalf of Tmei Mes, b'diavad, like the Ziknir Adorim hold. Then maybe if the Kohen himself happens to be Tmei Sheret, also the tzitz would be meratz on him, so that if he brought karbonis, the karbonis would be kosher. Zokta Braise, nein, if the Kohen is Tmei Sheret, it's possible under all circumstances that tzitz is not meratz on him. Which is consistent with what the Ziknir Adorim said. Durham said about the Pshat in the Mishnah, Tomei Apostle, Lo Yishono Ela Tomei Sheret. Tomei Sheret is always possible. There are no two ways about it. Okay, so bottom line is, we're not talking about the Tumas Aguf of the Baalim, talking about the Tumas Aguf of the Koyin. The Koyin is Tomei Sheret, the Tzitz is not Meratz. So therefore, for end for the Kasha on the Zikni Durham. Yeah?
What the Nozir has to do with this? Because we brought Beisvei, we Shavro Nozir, Pesach.
Oh, see, Efrait, why are we focusing on the Nozer Oysa Pesach? Why are we focusing on all other Kabbalists? Efrait Zegut. So Rashi already asks your Kasha. And Rashi says that the reason why the Braisa focuses on the Oysa Pesach and the Nozer, because both of them are Chidushim. Meaning, any other Yid in Klal Yisrael who happens to be, for instance, throughout the year at Tmei Sheret or at Tmei Mes, and sends his carbon into the Beis HaMikdash to be brought, so it's on an oila, mitashlamim, mitachatas, there's no problem. The Baalim can be Tmeim, they should not enter into the Azara, they should stay outside, and they'll be Mishaleach, Korban Haseim, Ayyadei Shliach. Aye, they happen to be Tmeim, fine, they'll be Tmeim. Aye, they won't be able to eat from the carbon, they won't eat from the carbon. Who said the Baalim has to eat from the carbon? In fact, if it's Kachi Kodishim, such as a Chatas, he anyway doesn't eat from the carbon. If it's an Oila, nobody eats from the carbon. If it's Shlomim, so he won't be able to eat from the carbon. The eating from the carbon will be Leimal of Leimoyed. He'll just give it to all his friends, to his family members. He'll make a big party, and he himself won't partake thereof. The smicha, you'll also have to do ayyadei shliach, and in fact, he more asks what about a goy if he can do, he can't do a smicha. But the smicha is not a problem. But bottom line is, by we'd like some more. But I do have a problem regarding the case of the Nozir or the Oisa Pesach. What the Oisa Pesach, of course, I have a problem because number one, the Echila is Ma'akiv. Other than the Zikna Darim, you got to eat from it. So therefore, you cannot be Mishalach Karbaseim. And that's why Parsha Pshat in this price is not like the Zikni Darim. Then Oisa Pesach, that the Tzitz is not Meratza, because even though Tzitz is Meratza normally, if the Balim are Tmeim, since you have to eat from the Karm Pesach, the Biyoitza Karm Pesach, Ishlafi Achlai, it's Ma'akiv, the Tzitz is not going to help. Vus is met the Nozir, says the Rashi, the whole Nozir that we're talking about is a Nozir Tomei. And this Nozir Tomei wants to start counting again his Nazirus B'Tahara. So when can he begin his Nazirus B'Tahara? When he is finished once and for all with his Nazirus of Tumah. How does he finish his Nazirus of Tumah? He was a Tumei Mes. He had his Hazor Shlish Ushvi. He waited. And then afterwards he had a Tiglachas. And he has to bring his three Karbanas. After all of that is finished, now we can start in the Nazirus B'Tahara. If that same Nozir is still Tomei, then he cannot begin his Nazirus B'Tahara because he first has to finish over that Tumah once and for all. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Nesha Amru. Rashi is about 15 lines from the top. Zot Rashi. Mishni b'v'kei tzoyim, I kept on saying Bryce, I meant the Mishnah, I'm sorry. Sh'anoz v'oise pesach, kusoka daitach. Hay tumas agov v'balim kama. The havamina was, we're talking about the balim. U'lohochi noket nozir v'oise pesach. V'yul v'shar kabonis ain't tumas balim apostle then. There's no problem with the tumas balim, but v'oise pesach achi losim ha'akva. V'nozir nami, kishanit v'mames. Shesosa nizirusoi v'tzarech lachs v'limlis. He has to start all again. Kidachsev v'chiyomas meis alav v'pesach pisoi. And then he has to start the whole thing. When can these kabbonis be accepted with his tiglachas that he cuts off over here? Achitar v'yavi tchila kabbonis nazirus tamasai. First, he has to bring his nazirus tama. Shtei turnim v'yasham v'yivne es nazirasai v'yachkach yavi kabbonis nazirus tahara. And therefore, k'toni ein etzitz meratze even b'di'eved on this nazir. This nazir, if he's still tamei and he hasn't gotten out of his tama yet, don't bring your karbonis yet. Make sure first you've gotten rid of all your tumma and nuchtem kemaren vegen naziris tahara. So therefore, that's why these two are the ones that are enumerated as opposed to all other karbonis. Shkoyach, Mr. Pinkland. But getting back to our Gemara now, Sezokti Gemara, we had a kasha zikni darim. We assume that we're talking about tmei mes, that the tzitz is not merata even b'diavad. So Gemara, no, we're not talking about the balim. We're talking about the koyin. And we're talking about the koyin that was tamid b'sheret. And that's what our Mishnah says. He's posel, nothing to talk about even b'diavad. The tzitz is not merata. You're telling me that the reish of the Mishnah is talking about not tumas balim, but tumas koin. We're not talking about tumas mes, we're talking about tumas sheret. Let's see the safe of the same Mishnah. Nitma tumas atahoim. However, if the tumas is a tumas atahoim, the tzitz is marat. What means a tumas atahoim? Tumas atahoim means a tumas that nobody in the world knows about. For instance, you have this, unfortunately, from time to time in Eretz Yisrael, where they start digging out a brand new hotel or a new apartment building or whatever, and they start digging and digging. Of course, as you make these tall skyscrapers, you have to go lower to make the strong foundation down below. And guess what? Every once in a while, they make a foundation. Uh-oh, they find bones. When they find bones, this must have been a place of kavura. Was it a Beis HaChaim? Was it for Jews? Was it for Arabs? Was it for Goyim? Nobody knows. Then there's a whole tumult in Eretz Yisrael, always about these things that make machoyis and protests and kolkaitis. It's always leidik. Anyway, but the Masa, that's a tumas atahoim that nobody knew about it because these are ancient bones that may be there already for the last 500 years, 1,000 years, and anybody that was living at that time, of course, has passed away, and there's no zecher to a cemetery or to anything. Tumas atahoim, nobody knew about it at all. What happens if a person became tumme b'tumas atahoim? The tzitz is meratza. Tzitz meratza, since this person didn't know about the bones, he became tamei with the bones, and he brought his carbon. Nevertheless, the tzitz is meratza because it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Since nobody knew about it, there was no way that he could be careful not becoming tamei. Okay, the tzitz is meratza. Okay, so far we don't have a kasha yet, because we don't know what the tzitz is meratza on, which form of tumah. The classic case of tumas hatahoyim is a dead body that nobody knew about. But you can also have a tumas hatahoyim, for instance, legabe a sheret. What would be a tumas hatahoyim legabe a sheret? A person was a shtickel scavenger, and he's looking in the garbage dump to be able to go and find some bottles or something, or whatever he wants to find, some treasures. He puts his hand in, and he feels something very mushy. Then they excavate it, and that mushy thing, that was a dead mouse. touching a dead mouse. Dead mouse, assuming that an achbar in the Torah means a dead mouse, it's one of the Shmoyne Shiratzim, he touched it, he becomes tummy. Did anybody know that there was a dead mouse there in the garden? No, I didn't. Nobody knew. Did you know that I? No. I mean, you can assume that there are probably some dead Shiratzim here and there, maybe dead cockroaches, who knows? But you didn't know for sure that it was there. So therefore, that's also the Tumas HaTohim of Sheret. Aha.
But in the case of Tumas of Mace, he doesn't know now, and no one knows, and perhaps no one will ever know. In the scenario of Tumas Sheretz you're describing, mm-hmm. there's a yidiya at the end. He knows, oh, there was a Sheretz.
We know now that there's a mess, because a person touched bones. We know for sure that there's a mess here. That's the whole reason why we're in this mess.
A home is a person's going on the road, and he's mile over a grave. No one knew at the time. He brought his korban. He thought he was tahar. The tzitz is meratza.
That's the case of Tumas time. Tumas time is that we know for sure he became tamei, right. But before he became tamei, nobody knew of the existence of those bones. In other words, he was gesundheit.
So the knowledge of the kever in the Tumas HaTohom, in the first case of Tumas Meis, we're talking about there is clear knowledge that he's tamei from that kever.
Right, exactly right. At the time that he was matami, he didn't realize that there was a kever there. After he passed through it, and they did an excavation a week later, a month later, a year later.
Before he brought his carbon.
Before he brought his carbon, because in tight. This could be months later. He always walked on the same street for the last 50 years. Always that same street. But one day the municipality says, we're digging up the street because we have to put new sewer lines in. And these sewer lines have to be very, very deep because otherwise they're going to crack, blah, blah, blah. So they dug very deep. And guess what? They found bones over there. I've been walking over that street now for years and years and years. And you talk about a case where the tumor was because whatever, with a Pseich Tefach, with all Hilchis Tumah, but the Masa, he was Mal Alames, but he didn't know about it, and 1,000 other people didn't know. Nobody knew that there was a mess over here. Otherwise, the municipality wouldn't have dug it up. They would have gone to the next street, not this street. Tumah Satai. But the Masa, he was Mal on the Tumah Mess, on the Mess, and therefore he should be Tumah. Halach Lamoish Visina, that the Tumah Satayim, the Tzitz is Maratza after all. Aha. But now the question is, that's by Tumas HaTohoim, by a mess. What about Tumas HaTohoim for instance, this dead Sheretz, and also nobody knew that this Sheretz was there? Sheitach Rebchia Zoktach Av Teimotani Rebchia Lo Yomru Tumas HaTohoim El Lemez Belvad. A whole heter of Tumas HaTohoim, that the tzitz is Maratza, B'diyevet, B'talokh L'Moshe Sinai, is only the Gabi a mess. And if that's the case, getting back to the Mishnah over here, how did the Zikni Dorim explain the beginning of the Mishnah? That it's talking about not by Baal, it's talking about the Kohen. And the Kohen became Tomei Mita Tomas Sheretz. But the Sefer said, well, one sec. Meaning on the same case of the Reisha, a Tumas Sheretz. But Rav Chiya says there's no such thing as Tumas HaTohoim being by a Sheretz, only by a mess, not by a Sheretz. So you can't learn that pshat in this Mishnah. So I'm back to square one. Must be that the Mishnah must be talking about Tumas Mess. So I see that the Tzitz is not Meratza, even B'diyevit, for a Karban Pesach by a Tumas Mess. Masha Ein came, the Zikni Dorim said that it is Meratza B'diyevet. Ah, you have to eat. They said eating is only a mitzvah, it's not Me'akev. Every more like, L'mutei Tumas HaTohoim D'ziva. It comes to exclude one. Reb Chiya said, L'omru Tumas HaTohoim El-Lemes. He didn't come to exclude a Sheret. He came to exclude Tumas HaTohoim D'ziva. Now Tumas HaTohoim D'ziva obviously is slightly different than the Tumas HaTohoim D'mes. Or the Sheretz, because their mess and Sheretz, nobody knew anything about. Your mess, Nishka mess, you're a mouse, Nishka mouse. What does that have to do with Tumas HaTohoim? What means Tumas HaTohoim D'ziva? So Rashi explains, we're talking, for instance, the Gabe a man. What's it in by a man? If a man goes and sees one re'ia of Ziva, Ziva is similar to, but it's not the same as Keri. If he only sees one re'ia, he has a din of just like a Baal Keri, all he has to do is he goes to the mikveh, head of Shemesh, and he's Torah Legamri, no problem. What happens, however, if he sees two times ziva? Now, as opposed to a woman that has to see over 2 days, by Izov, it's two re'iyos. Two re'iyos he sees, guess what happens? He becomes a zov gomor, that he has to go and wait now, shivanakim. If he sees three times, then he even has to go and bring a carbon as well. Only two times he doesn't have to bring a carbon, but he still has to count 7 days. By a woman, it would only be by three times, 3 days. By a zov, a man, it's two times and two re'iyos. You have to count now 7 days. Good. What happens then? We have a situation similar to Lehavdil, if you will. The wonderful news that we heard a few minutes ago, that Barry Baruch Hashem had a brand new baby, Einikel, that was born Bein HaShemashes time. So now, our Gemara is talking also such a Bein HaShemashes situation, where Ezav saw a Re'iyah during Bein HaShemashes. Only one Re'iyah. Or even two Re'iyahs. But even one Re'iyah. Bein HaShemashes. Now the question is, Bein HaShemashes, there's three possibilities. Let's say it was Sunday night. Maybe it was Bein HaShemashes, it was Sunday, only one Re'iyah. Maybe it was Monday, only one Re'iyah. On the other hand, maybe he saw it smack at the turning of Sunday into Monday. And therefore he had one Re'iyah on Sunday, and he had one Re'iyah on Monday. It was at night, 7:49, 7:53, whatever the Zman of the Bein HaShemashes was, Kerefayin. He saw at that moment, I'm going to have to split the Re'iyah into two. It was a son, even though it was only one Re'iyah. But if it was over 2 days, it's considered to be a double Re'iyah. Oy, oy, oy. So now it's Erev Pesach. He had this situation on, for instance, the night between the 12th and the 13th. And therefore, I don't know whether it was a 12th Re'iyah, whether it's a 13th Re'iyah. It's 12 and 13, meaning 12 and 13th of Nisan. Right. So I don't know if it's a 12th Re'iyah or a 13th Re'iyah. If I knew for a fact that this was Leil 13, he can go then on the 13th day, go to the mikvah, and by Leil, or the Arba Asar, in addition to being able to go and search for the Chumet, he would already be Tahar, because he already had the... On the other hand, if it turns out that when he saw it between 12 and 13, this was a double Re'iyah, meaning that it was a 12th one and a 13th one, because it was smack in the middle by the Bein HaShemashes, so this considered to be a double Re'iyah. Now he has to count 7 days. Nobody in the world can go and be poshut for him exactly whether he is a 12th or a 13th, whether he's a double zav or just single zav. Nobody knows. That's the tumas hatahoim in this situation. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, fifth of the wide lines. Tumas hatahoim deziva. Keep going. Ra bin ashmashis. Safik kula min hayoim. Oy kula min alayla. In other words, it was all Sunday or all Monday. Vein kan el riachas. Or safik chetzi min hayoim. Vechetzi min alayla. If it was smack in the middle. The first half was on Sunday. The second half was on Monday. Have a look at Zav metame the yomim uber reiyos. Zav is metame not only two reiyos, but two yomim. And here you have one reiyah over the span of two yomim. And therefore, v'achdu was a toimu. To a mic mishum the chamira, the yoytze olam migufay. This is very, very chamur. So even though the halacha l'moshe v'sina tells you the tumas of tohoim is tohar, meratzim v'diyevim in the tzitz, but not on tumas ziva. Oh, that being the case, zok the Gemara, getting back to Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya said, v'om tumas of tohoim el mes v'vod, he wasn't excluding Sheretz, he was excluding the Tumas HaTohayim de Ziva.
He said Bovad. Bovad is excluding everything. It sounds like excluding everything else.
That's what you and I would learn Lahavimina, says Igmar. No, he's not being Mamayat Tumas HaTohayim de Sheretz, Lamauti Tumas HaTohayim de Ziva, and therefore Tumas HaTohayim de Sheretz is not excluded, and therefore I can learn the Pshat of the Zikmi Dorim in the Mishnah like we learned until now, that we're not talking about that the Baal were Tmei Mes, we're talking about that the Koyin was Tmei Sheret. Koyin Tmei Sheret, the apostle, let the Tzitz Veratza, and therefore the kasha that we asked initially in Zikni Dorim falls away, because we're not talking about a case of Balaam Tmei Mes, we're talking about Koyin Tmei Sheret. The Mishnah at the end talks about the Tumas HaTohoim is Meratza, and it's Meratza not only on Mesim Tumas Mes, but also on Tumas Sheret. He would only come to exclude Ziva and not Sheret. Frank Timora, the Lahon de Boy Rami Bar Choma, Koyin HaMeratza Bekarbonei Seyen, Hutraloi tumasata hoim, oiloi hutraloi tumasata hoim. Rav Bachoma asked the Shaila. Normally, when we think about tumasata hoim, that is Allah Moshe Messina, the Tzitzis Marata, we're thinking about the Baalim. What about the Koyin, Frank Rav Bachoma? the Kohen who's being bringing the Kabanos, and then afterwards we find out that the Kohen, the entire day he brought Kabanos, and then people tell him, Kohen, by the way, where were you walking today? I was walking down 91st Street. Did you know that the municipality dug up the whole 91st Street, and down below they found a whole bunch of bones? I didn't know anything about it. Do you know anybody else in town that knew about it? Nobody knew about it. This was top news on every news station. Nobody knew that there was an ancient cemetery there from years gone by. Nobody knew. So it was a Tumas HaTohim. Do you say by Koyin that the Tzitz is Manatza on Tumas HaTohim, the Koyin, or not? So Kimura, according to the Zikni Torim, does it the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in Masechtes. I guess Masechtes Sochma, is it? Wherever it happens to be. Yeah, Psochem. Yeah. Tapeh, yeah. Toysi, Tsefta, Psochem, Peri Vav, Halucha, hey. Whatever. Anyway, bottom line is that it's a Mishnah, and I see from that Mishnah that Tumas HaTohim does work. So without the Zikni Torim, I could say that that's talking about the Baalim. But now that the Zikni Dorim said it's talking about the Koyin, so I see that Tumas HaTohim is Meratza even on the Koyin. So what's Rami Bar Chamashayla? Tevshe Tumas HaTohim, put your loy, the Ahacha Big Koyin Kaimina, we're talking about a Koyin, bring a Raya. The Timur Ramacham Bavadi, please, no question about it, that the Zikni Dorim disagree with the Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama disagrees with them. How does Rami Bar Chama learn that Mishnah? He learns like we learned it, Parshit, that's talking about Tumas Balim, and the Balim were Tumay Mes, and the Mishnah is telling you that if a Tumay Mes on Erev Pesach, and he wasn't the seventh day, he was in the middle of the Tumay Mes, day 1, 2, 3, 4 through 6, and he sent his carbon in surreptitiously. He didn't know. He sent it in with a coin, and the coin brought it. And now he tells everybody, I don't have to bring a carbon Pesach Shiny. I was one of the Menuyim, and it was brought. And I can't eat. No, I'm a Sechtam. Anyway, I don't like meat. Anyway, I'm a vegan, whatever it is. I don't eat meat, so I'm very, very happy not to have to eat the meat. I'll be able to tend the chas, and it won't be a problem. I'll say as I get. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So according to the way Rami Bar Chama learns the Mishnah, he learns like we learn Parshat Pshat. It has nothing to do with a coin, it has to do with a Balaam, that although the Tzitz is Merata Tumas Hadam, meaning of the carbon, it's not Merata Tumas Aguf of the Balaam or Tmei Mes, and therefore there's nothing to do with Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. He's talking about the coin, and that's talking about the Balaam, and therefore never the twain shall meet. Now we're going to ask a Kasha on not the Zikni Dorim, but on Rami Bar Chama. We're going to try to bring a Raya now to the Zikni Dorim, that in fact a person can send in his carbon if he's a Tmei Mes, and b'diyeved the Tzitz will be Marat for him after all. We don't hold that way, but we want to go and bring a Raya from the following Brice that we're going to bring now to the Zikni Dorim, a Kasha on Rami Bar Chama. By wearing the tzitz on the meitzach, that's how the pasuk begins. V'hoya al meitzach haharoin. That tzitz is nasa harnas avoyne kodeshim. Thank you, Baruch Hu. Oven noise. Which oven are we talking about? Im oven pigol harik v'nem alo yichoshet. Im oven noise harik v'nem alo yirotze. V'hoya noise el avoyin tumah shehutre mechlala be'tzibah. Now on the surface, when you learn the word oven pigol, pigol sounds like that there was a machshava of shaloi bimkoimai. And then when it says, I'm sorry, shaloi bismani, I meant shaloi bismani. That's normally when you use the term pigol, it means shaloi bismani. And then when it says oven noiser, means that the carbon was left beyond its allotted time. You were supposed to eat it the yom v'layla, shne yom v'layla echad, you left it too late, and it became noiser. Now, I might have thought that the tzitz is maratza on those two. The Gemara's Havamina would be very, very schwer. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that the carbon was left over Noiser, that's not a psul in the carbon. The carbon was brought, as long as through the Zrika was brought properly, the carbon is absolutely perfect. There's no Avoyna Kodesh. It's later on Noiser. That's a problem. The Balaam left it over. You have to go and burn it. But it's not over in the Kodesh that I need the Tzitz to Mimarat. And therefore, Rashi learns Pshat differently than the Poshita Ivra of the Gemara, that Ovin Pigol is referring to a Machshav of Chutz Limkoimai. And even though Limkoimai is not the Pigol with a capital P, in the sense, or the capital P, that there is no din of Kores, but it's a Psul, and it's also called Pigol. It's a subset of the Chutz Lizmano. It's Pigol Class B instead of Class A. Sorry?
Pigol Shembo Kores.
A Pigol Shembo Kores. Good. Alright, the chutz limkoim, pigol shem mekars. And the noise that we're talking about, that's talking about the pigol of chutz lizmanai. that b'shas the shechita that Kohen had in mind or the Balaam had in mind to go and eat it a week from now or 2 days from now or whatever, and so therefore they had a machshava that it would become, it didn't become noisa levasa, they ate it this manner, but the machshava was, see, look at the Rashi, for instance, the second Rashi, obey noiser, about six lines in, so Rashi, obey noiser, so machshavas noiser, shechishav li oichle ve'ach shenasa noiser, that machshavas chutzles manet. So therefore the pickle on the top is not talking about chutzles manet, it's talking about chutzlem koimoi, and the noiser that we're talking about is a chutzles manet. So I might have thought that the tzitz is meratza on a machshava of chutz lim koymer chutz lezmanoi. So the more nein is nish meglich. Nochem says in the pasuk, "Nasa hanes voin a kodesh b'chayzer avin noisay." Im avin pigol the avin of chutz lim koymer. My name is Yechashem. That's the easy pasuk number one. Although the Lashon HaPasuk is referring to a chutz lezmanoi, in Ma'achal Yeyachem Sa'zevach Shlomov, the Gemara elsewhere says, since they have two psukim, one pasuk is for chutz lezmanoi, and the other pasuk, since Ma'ayin Inyan La'avoin chutz lezmanoi, today chutz lezmanoi, and it says in the pasuk, lo yechashiv, kodesh. Ema voinoise the chutz lezmanoi, kvar nema lo yerotze, same pasuk. So therefore, the tzitz is not meratza. Ho ena noisei ella avoin toma. Now, why is the tzitz meratza avoin toma? Shehutra machlala betzibur. Because elsewhere I find that tuma as a heter betzibur. For instance, by the tumas meis on erev Pesach, that if gan tzibur or roiv tzibur or al kahanim roiv kahanim all become tumeim, tum hutra betzibur, tum hutra betzibur. So I find already that tuma, in a sense, is a little bit easier, a little bit more kal than chutzim koyme chutzim zmanai that are always possible. To my find the heter, the tzibur. Yeah, there's a remedy. Ah, so similar over here, even though we're not talking about a tzibur, here we're talking about a yachid, zok the teira. Here I'm going to make an exception to the rule that the tzitz is going to be maratza on the yachid. Because I find that tum is chutzim tzibur, I'm going to find now that the tzitz is maratza even be yachid when he is tummy. Aha. The zukti mara. What do I see lechayra from this? That an heir of Pesach, if Gan's Klai Yisrael, Roiv Klai Yisrael happens to be Tameim, well, Tamei to Betzibur. What happens if only a Yachid is Tamei? Well, he should wait for Pesach Sheni. But what happens if he didn't wait for Pesach Sheni? He brought the carbon already now on heir of Pesach. Was he Yoitza or not? Yo, the tzitz is meratza. That's what he's saying. Menosah han is avoyin kodeshim. It's not meratza on the pigle. It's not meratza on the noise. It's meratza on avoyin toma. Why on avoyin toma? Since it's hutr machol betzibur, I find elsewhere within the parasha of toma that it becomes mutr betzibur. There is matter al yidei tzitz ulto the yachid. Oh. So I see that the Zikni Dharma right. That the Diyavid, if a Yochid sends his carbon and a Pesach, his Yoitzah. Zok to Yomara, it's Bashved Rav Bachoma that says that even the Diyavid, the Tzit is not Meratzah on its main mess. Every Yomara, my Tumma. Okay, so now we're going to finish off the Kashi. My Tumma, when it says over here that the Ovein Tumma Hutch Bachol Betzira. In Lema, we're talking about Tumma's Sheret. Hech ishtim, where did I find that the masses, if they become Tmei Sheretz, the Tum Hutra Betzibah? There's no such thing as Tum Hutra Betzibah. If the masses happen to be Tmeim, because they're all Tmei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, no problem. They'll still send their kabbonis in, make sure that the kohanim that are bringing, are doing the avodah, that they are tahirim, they can bring it now to Tumah Tumitziva. Because Pashit, tonight they'll all be tahirim, they'll be able to eat tonight.
It's an immediate remedy.
Exactly, so I don't need to come on to Tumah Tumitziva. Ella Muzach Zayin, where do I find Tumah Tumitziva? A mess. The lav ki goin chen nitmu balam b'mes. Alma nitmu balam b'mes. If it's Gans Klal Yisrael, Roiv Klal Yisrael, Hutra Mechlog B'tzibur, and if it's only a Yachid, Nitmu Balam B'mes, Mishal can cover the same. That's what the Tzitz is Meratza for. Is the Charaya to the Zikni Dorim, Akasha on the Rav Bar Chama. We're not even finished yet. Umamai. Which carbon are we talking about? Even though we're talking about the carbon nozzle like we have in the Amid Aleph that Mr. Friedland asked about, v'chiyomis meis olav amar achmana, which means that the only time the nozzle can possibly have a hechsher, a heter for his carbon, that the carbon should be kosher, only if he's totally finished, that there's no tumma left. Because if there's any tumma left, how could he even think about starting to count again his new Nazir's Tahara? He's got to be putter from the tumma. So it can't be that the tzitz is maratza if the nozer is still tamei. The whole basis, the whole raison d'etre of bringing these kabbanis for this nozer is because he's finished with his tumah. He's already done the tumah shlish and shvi, the hazor shlish and shvi. He got to the mikvah, he had his tiglachas. He's bringing now his kabbanis to be fair to finish from the al tumas. So he can't be talking about a nozer. Is the choy must be talking about ela li oise pesach. And you can read the parentheses. You don't need it. Elav lo oise pesach. Aren't we talking about the Baal became tummy mess? And that's what it says in the Torah, that if it was Gans Klal Yisrael, Roif Klal Yisrael, Tum Hutra B'tzibur, it's only a Pasha the Yid, one Yid, the Diev, the Titzis, Maratza, Kasheram, B'chomav. Everyone lo oilam b'sheretz. The Emerson, when this Tzit is marat, it's not being marat and tumas mes. There's no such thing as a private individual bringing his carbon tumas mes that it's marat. Chulila, no good. He's got to wait for Pesach Sheni. Even if you brought a b'di'evet, no good. So what is the tzitz marat on? On the balam with tumayim tumas sheret. But didn't you say here in the Braisa, the whole reason why the tzitz marat, because we find elsewhere that tumah is hutra mechala b'tzibur, which is only by tumas mes. So tumah b'shem tumah b'oilam. We don't mean that tumas sheret is hutra mechala b'tzibur, but we mean that the parish of tumah is chutz mechalal b'tzibur, and so therefore it cannot be by pigel, it cannot be by chutz koymay or chutz zmanay, because there we don't find anywhere any heter anything. However, betum sheretz of a yachid, the tzitz can be meratza for him. Why can it be meratza for him? Because the gab betum I find the heter b'tzibur. Where? Not by tum sheretz, by tumas. Yes.
So what's the we're trying to do now? We're trying We're
answering the kasha on Rabbi Bachama by saying that this brisa, which says that the tzitz can be maratza on an individual, we're not talking about an individual that's tamei mes, because that would be a kasha Rabbi Bachama, a riot to zikne dorim. We're talking about that this individual is tamas sheretz. That then, even though he happens to be tamei, the tzitz is maratza on him, that he can go and bring his pesach, even though he's tamei, but he'll be able to eat tonight, so therefore he can be mishalach kabbanisim.
Does he need any tzitz for that? Why are we saying
he's apparently this chavos he do need, and therefore
I thought from where we're learning on the Amarala, mm-hmm. I thought if a person is tummy a tumas sheretz, and the tzitz is broken, the tzitz is out of action.
I understand. Look at Rashi, fifth of the wide lines, the oilam. You see, fifth of the wide lines, the oilam tumas sheretz come in. The tzitz marat lishchad was lizreik al tamei sheretz. Even though now technically he's tamei sheretz, he's tamei, how can he bring a carbon? Okay, he'll be able to eat tonight, but now he's tamei now. So tzitz marat on these guys. So apparently you do need the tzitz to go and take care of the fact that the makav
is dysfunctional as far as tahara.
Exactly, he's dysfunctional. Fine. That's the next Gemara. So that's the first version. The first version was that we asked the Kasha on Rabbi Bachama, and we for end the Kasha on Rabbi Bachama, we're not talking about Tamei Mes, we're talking about Tamei Sheretz. The Ikka the Daik of Maisi Hachi. There are others that started off this same Braisa, but learned the Braisa differently, and asked the Kasha not on Rabbi Bachama, but asked the Kasha on the Zikni Dorim, from the same Braisa. And they started off. We started off the Pasuk again, the Nosa Harness of Voina Kodeshim. And as Brother Shai just brought to our attention, we learned Pshat in the Pasuk, Avoina Kodeshim in Avoin Makdishim Loi, that the Tzitz is only Merata if there's Tumah in the carbon, and not if there's a Tumah in the Gavra. It's the Chefsa, not the Gavra, like Barry loves to say. And therefore, the Avoina Kodeshim is Mechaper, it's Merata, but not on the person if he happens to be Tumah. Right, Timor Yetz, my Tumah. What tumma are we talking about that the tzitz is not meratza on him? Elam tumma sheretz mi yishtari in the tzibur. And now the Gemara leaves out, but we're quoting now from parts of the Braisa on top, where we're saying that the reason why the tzitz is meratza is all because of the voin tumma shehutra machlala b'tzibur. So Freit the Gemara yet, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the tzitz is only meratza on kodshim and not on the makdishim, and you're telling me who the makdishim, makdishim means the baalim, there are tmei sheret, mi yishtari b'tzibur. There is no such concept of tumah hotra b'tzibur by sheret, only ella by tumas mes. And what are we saying? By voin kodeshim in, that the Braisa says, or the Pasik says, v'nosa harna voin kodeshim, only the karbonos that became tumas mes the tzitz is meratzeh. But if the magdishim became, meaning if the balim became tameh, then it's not meratzeh on them. Zaitmendorf, that the tzitz is not merata on a tmei mes who's bringing his korban on Erev Pesach, is the charait from a bachama, shmer on the ziknei doroim. We're talking about the balam to mesheretz, and they're getting the, that's what the whole Bryce is talking about, kodshim, magdishim, we're talking about to mesheretz. Aye, then how can you start asking kashis or bring rayas from tumahutra mechlala betzibur? Same time as before, b'shem tumah ba'olam einachanami. The tumahutra betzibur is talking about a case of tumas mess. But regarding the parashat tumah, generally we do find that leeway, and therefore says the brisa, even though we find that leeway, the gabi tumah, and we find that the gabi karbanis, but we don't find that leeway, the gabi the makdishim. Who are the makdishim that we're talking about? The tumah sheretz guys. Tumah sheretz guys, there is no way out for them. And therefore, that's what the pasuk is addressing. Anyway, with this, we've.
But if I'm a kapadar, they can send their korban to a sheretz for the night.
The tumah sheretz people could go and send it, and the tzitz would be meratza on them, and they would be able to eat it that night.
Correct. Somebody's going to remember how Zimi did just to sort of crystallize it now.
So crystallize it now. Bottom line is, it says in the Mishnah that tameh is possible. When we learn tameh is possible, we assume that any tumah is possible, that if the coin is tameh sheret, tameh nevela, tameh smes, tameh zab, tameh smetzoira, tameh balkeri, is tameh, he brings a carbon is now possible. Said the Zikni Dorim yesterday, 1 second, I have an exception to the rule. A tumah smes, the carbon is not possible, which is ironic, because tumah sheretz, of course, is a much more kal form of tumah than tumah smes. Tumah sheretz, it's possible, nothing to talk about. Tumah smes, it would be a kosher carbon after all. What tumah smes are you talking about that it would be kosher? We're talking about that the koyin was tameh, and he brought the karbonos, the diyevit, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? The reason is because I find that tumah hutra by tumah smes, betzibur. So that's al-chatchila tumah hutra betzibur. The tumas mess is also hutra by a koyin when he's tameh bringing a carbon yacht. That was the chiddush of the zikni dar. Now, to be able to go and end for a kasha that we asked from mikhaprin and miskaprin, the zikni dorm had to come on to a second chiddush as well. And that is that if you have a private individual who's a tumas mess, and he brings his korban on Erev Pesach, b'diavad, his korban is kosher, even though he is not allowed to eat from it. Isn't the achila ma'akiv? The zikni dorm holds that the achila is not ma'akiv. That was the zikni dorm. Rama b'chama is like us. What means like us? Like all the other chacham that say no, Avad Achila is ma'akid. And therefore, if a person is a tmemes and he brings his carbon on Erev Pesach and is chewing it, not the seventh day, the first 6 days, and he brings his carbon, even though they didn't know about it, the tzitz is not going to help him, he's not going to be able to go and be yoitz his carbon Pesach, because he's chayy Pesach Sheni, because Achila is ma'akid, he's going to have to bring a brand new carbon Pesach, Amir Tashem, Pesach Sheni, a month later. Therefore, according to Rama Bar Choma, just like he disagrees on that second halacha, he also disagrees on the first halacha, like all the rest of us. That when it says in the Mishnah that tummy is possible, it's not only a tummy possible by a koyin who's a tmei sheretz, but also a tmei mess. Any tummy, if he goes and does the avoida, it's possible. And as you remember from my Mishnah, we said not only if he's a full fledged tummy, but even if he's a tvul yoyim, and even if he's a mechusik kippurim, it's also possible. It passes the karmi. With that, we concluded the whole. So again, now we come on to yoshiv, which much much simpler. Yeah.
It's in the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, right?
We don't.
Zikne Dorom. Chachmei Dorom, no. Zikne Dorom is a question.
Our Rashi wasn't mad at anything, but there's a Moisef Rashi. There's a Moisef Rashi over here, bring it. Here it doesn't bring it. In the other Gemaras where they have the Kute Rashi, they bring the Zikne Dorom. Rashi, in, I think, Erevin says that the Zikne Dorom were Chacham and Gedoyim, Grace Chacham. It doesn't identify who they are. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also doesn't identify them. Just Grace Chacham.
But is Zikne Dorom talking about Tanoim then?
That's a Shaira. That's the Achroin we're talking about.
Remember, Chacham is an Amora.
Right.
He's a son of Rav Chizkiya. Unfortunately,
it doesn't say that he's about Tukta Bit. They asked the Kasha on the Zikne Dorom, why is Rav Chacham asking the Shaira about Koine Maratza coming the same? Hutchuloi to Mr. Toy Manat. We have the Fadish and Mishnah, the way the Zikne Dorom learned it. Sigmar says, because Rav Chacham learns it differently than Zikne Dorom. He learned it one way, then learned it the other way. Anyway, Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara Yoshai, that says that if a Kohen does the Avodah when he's sitting down, the Kohen is, in other words, fully qualified and competent to do the Avodah, but instead of standing, he was sitting. That causes the Avodah to be possible, the carbon is possible. Thank you, Amir Alan, Amir Alan, Amir Avnach, Amir Kratz, in the Pasik. Lamoid Lishores, we say in the Pasik. Kivoy Boch Hashem, the Kech, the Kosh, the Techa, Lamoid Lishores, the Shem Hashem. We say, Lamoid. When you're doing the avodah, you got to be standing and not sitting. Now, maybe this is only the Rechila who says that this is ma'akif. Don't know about it. Lama the shores mitzvah. Kishu oimer hu oimdim. Vishtei to oimdim. Nacha pasik. Vishedis v'shem Hashem lekav. Kichol echav halavim hu oimdim sham lefnei Hashem. Shadal lekav liyakim. The reason why the Torah repeats it twice. It's ma'akim. We've had this concept already numerous times, and we're going to have it many times throughout Seder Kodshim, that when the Torah repeats something twice, it's going to be Kodshim. This is only a Kodshim rule. The Torah repeats it twice to tell you, it's ma'akim. So I have lamayt and o'aymdim. If you did a b'yeshiva, it's possible. On the Rebbe Rav Nachman, mechti yoyshiv kizor dami, u'machal avoyd. Obviously, yoyshiv had the same status as zor. And it's m'chal di avoyd, like we started off our Mishnah. The very first one was a zor. We know it says in the pasuk, "Vazor hakorev yumas." If a zor goes to do the avodah, chas v'sholem, he gets misa, misa v'dei shemayim. So maybe a yoishiv also, if he does it, he also chas v'sholem, he gets misa. Alom etanya, why does it say however in the brisa? Avel, I'm sorry, avo orel oinen yoishiv einem b'misa elabas hara. Why do I say by Yoishiv that he's not the Misa? Why don't they say Yoishiv is like a Zor? And the bottom choice it says, the Chari could have asked the same thing also the Gabi, the Arl and the Oinen. But we're focusing on the Yoishiv now. Why, if a Yoishiv is similar to a Zor, that it's Machal the Avoida, like we learned in our Mishnah, then why don't we say that just like a Zor, a Kar of Yumas, maybe the Yoishiv is also Chas Yishom, a Kar of Yumas? Why is it the Misa El Basar, not the Misa Basar? After the Mormon Shadam, a Chus of the God, the Mishloi Rochus, Yudai Raglaim, Shake Summa, come the Echad. Chosh, Shake Summa, the Echad, I'm a Lamden. Because the Rochus, Yudai Raglaim, have a Pasik. And the Chus of the God, have a Pasik. Now, the Chus of the God, the Rashi on the top points out, the Chus of the God doesn't really have a Pasik. However, we learned before in the Gemara that the reason why Mechosin Begodim is possible is because if he's not wearing his Begodim, he's considered to be like a Zor. Because how does a Kohen become a Kohen? Bekihunai, when he's wearing his Begodim. Without a Begodim, it's as if he is a Zor. Ah, Zor we know is a Karim Chayimisa. Zor a Karim Yumas. Where do we have the Pasik by the Richa Chidayim Raglayim? We have this Pasik also. We had it before. The Gemara quoted a Pasik before. And then it says, and if they did, they get Misa. Can you find the pasuk quickly? So we have the Gabi, make sure Chasashom you don't die. Now that's one pasuk. The second pasuk too. And the Gishlam is Vech L'Sharis. So you see, at least two psukim, the Gavir Tzchitz Yidayim Raglayim, that if they do the Avoid without Kish Yidayim Raglayim, Chas V'Sholem, it's curtains. It's Misa. Well, not Kodesh, but it's Misa. Anyway, so I have now two separate psukim. So that's why this Taka Misa L'Gabi, Mechus V'Kod. This Misa L'Gabi, Shalei Rochas Yidayim Raglayim, but not L'Gabi Yoishiv. After all, we know throughout Shas, there's always one man the yom the whole snake sum v'yachad. Yom alamdim. So tomorrow that shtui yayin havalei shlishi. There's a third pasuk about yayin v'sherech al teish tat v'nech itoch v'yicham oil moed v'loy sum usul chukas oil moed v'loy sum. Ah, so there's from yayin v'sherech al teish tat v'nech itoch v'yicham oil moed v'loy sum usul. So it says a lashon of mitzvah also by shtui yayin havalei shlishi. They have now three psukim that all say the same thing, that chas v'sholem, a person who is a koyin, who's mechusim v'godim, or leirochas yidayim raglayim, or shtuya yayin,
or three,
havale shlishi, ushloisha ledibya kol. Everybody calls eimalam, and that's why we do not learn a chas v'sholem of din amisa by a yoyshe.
Those are different in Yanim. How can you combine them to all say Shnei Sulim Bon Keacharim?
They're all Misa.
So you say to make a Hekesh?
Yeah.
You can ask throughout, whenever you have this Shnei Sulim Bon Keacharim Alamdin, it's the exact same question. Okay, this is two separate in Yanim. This is A and this is B, and the Torah says about each one. However, if the A and B are similarly, are sufficiently similar that you could learn one from the other with a mamatzinu, why would the Torah repeat it again? The Torah Torah should just simply say one time Misa by Azor, or one time Misa by Rochas Yidayim Raglayim, and I would say all of these are inadequacies by the Kohen that's doing the Avoida, that it's so inadequate that it causes a Chil Avoida. So I should say, here it says Misa, it's probably Misa across the board. In fact, the Torah repeats it.
Aren't they more similar, usually, cases of...
It's Mechal V'Avoda.
Okay, so Mechal, but Norm, okay. So
and we're talking about the same Kohen.
Yeah.
On Monday, this Kohen went into the Beis Medrash without wearing his. He wore a beautiful Bekesha, beautiful Shtamel, but he wasn't wearing the Avodah Kodesh. And on Tuesday, he was wearing it, but he didn't do a Kiddush Adam Raglai. So therefore, they're both Suli Avoda, both Mechal V'Avoda. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zatibah.